like he used to be. Some mama say rest your voice. Carol told me this morning, she said, "You're just a smart aleck." I said, "Well, I always have been a smart aleck." She's come on for 40 years. Amen. Why should I change now? Amen. I just say what God gives me. Amen. I ain't went back to the dictionary or my doctor's degree to find out what I need to say. I just say what I got on my mind. What I got on my mind, and I've had it on my mind for a solid week. I've wrestled. I've run back and forth to the altar. I've done this and I've done that. But what God's laid on my heart is tolerance. And we have to endure each other. We have to tolerate each other. And I understand all that. And Lamar, I'll try to tolerate you if you will tolerate me. We've got to put up with each other and quit fighting and battling. And I'm going to tell you what Satan has got us into. He's got us to fighting against each other, not tolerating each other. And Satan is sitting back and saying, "Ha, ha, ha, I've got another one separated. I've got another one hidden direction I want him to head. He got another one that said, you're judging me. You're judging me when you tell me the truth." Amen. Forgiveness is one thing, but tolerating is something else. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, God's put it on my heart strong. We've tolerated each other. Butch mentioned this morning, I thought, well, he's going to get right on down what's on my heart. But we don't call nothing sin no more. We just let anything that come in take part. I praise God for our 6 months watch care. The church, it saves us a whole lot of headaches and problems. If you can't last 6 months, you sure ain't going to last till eternity. Amen. So just think where we're at. The fifth chapter. Amen. The fifth chapter of Ephesians. Pray for us. And I'm not muttering. I ain't grumbling. I don't mean to be. But it's a struggle. It's a struggle when I can't be what I used to be. But it's for the glory of God. I'm just trying to accept it and go on. Got some answers from God. I told Wednesday night I got some answers from God. Amen. I got an austere God. I got an austere God. Since I mentioned that word, I remember Butch, our Boy Scouts, and we was in the woods, and I had Sunday school, and I was reading the scripture, and I'd have to hunt it. But he said he's an austere God. So you'll have to know how long this is. Butch was about 16. So that's been a long time. But God stuck that in my mind. I ain't playing around with an ordinary man. And I ain't playing games with somebody that don't know. I'm serving an austere God. A big God that knows every thought, knows everything that's going on in my mind. I want us to know today, glory to God, that God knows where we're at. He knows what we're talking about. And he has tolerated us. Jesus is teaching, as he come through, he had to teach out of the Old Testament that the law was fulfilling in him. And he was going to be the New Testament. And we'd have the Holy Ghost power of God to lead us. And when we say no to the Holy Ghost power of God, we've rejected the whole Godhead. We've said no to the whole heavenly plan. We've said no to the heavenly host. And it's so dangerous today to say no to God. How much longer is God going to tolerate America? He said it was more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than it was the people there in Israel that had rejected the Word of God. Or the Word of God. He said, Sodom and Gomorrah in another place. He said, Tyre and Sidon is more tolerable for them that have rejected God than it is for these that have heard the Word of God. Under grace, amen, through the power of the Holy Ghost, and I don't have to go out that door without the power of God. God sent the power of God down from heaven. Amen. And filled us with the Holy Ghost, that when we walk out of His house, down the road, the Holy Ghost power of God is there to convict us. The Word of God that we've heard all day today goes with us. It deals with our heart. And the flesh is saying, I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to conform. I'm not going to do it. But the Holy Ghost said, if you're going to heaven, if you're going to hear from me, you've got to follow me. I'm glad today I'm not under the law. I'm glad today that I don't have to be tolerated by the law. I don't have to be tolerated by the old ways and the Pharisees of religion. But I've got the Holy Ghost power of God to lead me and to show me where I'm at today. I've got to get to this message, church, that God's laid on my heart. It's a burden to me today. I thought about, and I won't name them all. I can't even remember them all. But the Assyrian Empire and the Babylonian Empire and the Roman Empire and the Medo-Persian Empire and the Greece Empire that was before us, they come up and the reason they failed, they rejected God. And for my part, today America has been an empire. America has been the great nation that showed people to the way of God, that showed people in the foreign countries the way to God, and have sent missionaries all over the land to bring out the Word of God. And today we've been infiltrated. We have tolerated sin to a point that we're letting the foreign nations come into our nation, go into a place like, and I've been there, go into a place like Texas, Austin, Texas. You hardly ever see, you hardly ever see what we're seeing right here. I thought about, glory to God, go into the lower part or Florida. We've let everything come in. Let me give you something else. We have tolerated today and gone back so far that we tolerate Muslim religion in America today. We make place for them. We shut the godly people up and make place for the Muslims, amen, to come in that don't believe Jesus is the darling Son of God. And you can't preach this everywhere, but I ain't tied down. I still got one vocal cord. Amen. They ain't much more they can take from me. And it's come down to a place till the gays can walk on their tiptoes. Amen. And walk down a street. Amen. And nobody says nothing about it. And the godly man and the Word of God that said that it's abomination, amen, for man to label mankind. So we've pushed the godly man aside, and we've let the gay woman walk down the street, amen, and they kiss on TV and they hold hands, amen. But the man of God can't preach, but so can we, Butch? They tell us not to preach that in prison. If they want to be called Geraldine, let them be called Geraldine. Honey, and this is ruled by the state. Why? It's because we have been so tolerant against sin. Let me tell you something. I need to read the Word of God. There's still some truths in God's holy Word that God ain't changed. It don't matter what man has changed, how man has fixed it. Glory to God, sin is still sin. And I'm going to tell you, I want you to listen closely. If we got a brother that's living in sin, the Bible said for us not to have no fellowship with him. The Bible said for us, oh, this offends me. You are judging me. This is breaking me down. Honey, this might be keeping this man straight out of hell. Amen. Hey, Butch brought it out this morning where he turned them over to the devil. That the devil, and I'm going to tell you something. If I keep a loving this and he's out of God's will and I keep petting him and carrying on, you all right. You just in the flesh. You go ahead and sin a little bit. All I'm doing is patting right into hell. I'm patting him right in the head. But can I be by the grace of God and the love of God, and the faith that Jesus, who has put in me, can I walk up to Him and tell Him, you can't go to heaven this way. You cannot live in sin and still go to heaven. You've got to get right and then love Him as a brother when He comes back. The altar should be full today because there's sin in our churches. There's sin in our denominations. Honey, it's alright today to commit fornication in the local church. But in the Word of God, the Bible says you'll be cut off, and that without remedy. I'm going to tell you, sin, I won't enter in. Everyone that says, Lord, Lord, ain't a going in under the kingdom of God. Honey, we've patted sin on the back till the Spirit of God has departed from us. Go ahead and pet them. Go ahead and call it all right. Go ahead and don't bring them out to an open shame. The Bible said, and we've quit doing this. Amen. Their names need to be took off of the book because it's been took out of the book of life. Amen. And what are you going to do? You're going to stir up trouble. I ain't going to call names. But then they used to sit right here. Used to sit right here in church. And he ain't here now. You know what? His name's still on the church book. He ain't in church nowhere. I'm going to tell you, I found out about a church. I did a funeral a few weeks ago. And a man, an Easter man, I don't even know it, come up to me and he said, I didn't realize in this church when they depart and they're not sick, they ain't had problems. He said that church tears their letters up and throws it in the trash can. He was madder than a bull. I'm going to tell you, we still want our letter in the church. We want to speak in the church. And we want to have our part in the church, even though our name has been taken out of the book of life. Think about it, church. It stirs up trouble. But I'm going to tell you, we don't need sin in our church. Amen. If it hurts feelings, we need to get right. Say, Bill, are you going to step out and do this? How can I be a husband of Janet, my darling wife Janet? And man, I want to tell you something. She's been good to me through this sickness. She's been here for a time or two, but I forgive her. Amen. I just tolerate that for all the good that she's done. Amen. But how she's took care of Scotty and Colton and little Riley this morning. Amen. I thought, how's that woman doing what she's doing? Hangs my clothes out behind. She's worried to death. She said, you getting shorter or something. Them pants is too long. That's the least of my worries. Amen. They're staying up. If I get, I can't walk on them, I'll cut them off. Amen. But she's been good to me. She wants me to look good, to do good. And I'm going to tell you, I'd like for every one of us to be filled to the top with the Holy Ghost power of God. Then when Satan come, we'd have something to resist him with. We'd have something to knock him back with. And Larry, when he's working and he gets that phone call, then that person calls in, said, I ain't coming in today. And we've got to get this order. This motor's got to go. He'd say, well, it's all right. We're going to make it. I'm going to make it without you. But I can't make it without Jesus. It's time that we start telling them the truth. Roger, I'm glad, honey, when you're laying there dying, that you know the truth. I'm glad the truth has been preached to you. The very best that I know how. I'm going to tell you, a fornicator, I can't get into heaven. I listen what I'm saying. Today, the law of our land has passed some laws, amen, that okay sin, but they don't okay it in the Word of God. Amen. Let me read the Word of God. We have tolerated sin. Listen to me. We've got pastors that's living with two women. Oh, that ain't right. We've got pastors that's been caught for driving drunk, still behind the pulpit. Has God not got enough people to fill the teacher's positions without filling it with sin? Church, I'm telling us the truth. The Bible said, come out from among the world and be separated. Amen. We need to be a separated people. I'm not perfect, church, but I'm reading you a perfect word. I'm reading us the word. This ain't popular. If you think you got saved in 1978, amen, or going to heaven living in sin, you done read the wrong book. Somebody's done deceived you. Let me go to the 5th chapter of Ephesians. Be ye therefore followers of God. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. You think through your life this week, and one just popped in my mind for me. But have I been a complete follower of God this week? Or have I bowed down to flesh or things of this old world? The Bible said be followers of God. Would God went to the place you went this week? Would God done the thing and been pleased with the things you've done this week? Like I said, I have a black mark. We ain't done all that we need to do. I've tried to visit. I've tried to praise the Lord. I've talked to doctors and I've talked to nurses. I try to praise the Lord wherever I go, the very best of my ability. Amen. It don't matter if I get an answer or not. But be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Honey, be tolerant to the Word of God. Be acceptable with the Word of God. We're fighting back against the Word of God because it don't fit our lifestyle. I'm telling you, listen to me, church. We're running from church to church to church trying to find a place that suits us. A man that don't go home to his wife for 6 months, you reckon his bed will be made up and he'll still be welcome? Hey, I ain't been in touch with God in 6 months. Oh, Bill, you don't know my life. You can't get mad at me. Carol done said you can't get mad at me because I just love her. Yeah. She ain't been as mad as Larry Johnson, but she's been mad and come right back. Amen. It's your day under the bus. Amen. But think about it, church. Who are we pouting on? God put the word. God put a man, the best of my ability, in Mount Vernon Church as long as I stay here to bring you the truth. And Butch has taught on the truth for 6-8 weeks. Lightly. Amen. But the truth will set you free. And we know when that sin pops up. I had a brown-eyed uncle that I'd starved to death a few times if it hadn't been for him. Took me into his home. But he wouldn't listen about the Lord. He'd helped. He had a good work. He'd help, but he wouldn't get saved. I even asked him right down this floor, prayed in this floor. I said, can I preach your funeral if you ain't going to get saved? And I did. I preached your funeral, him and his wife. But I thought about, there used to be, and some of you don't even remember, but Mayberry Mall used to, a lot of people go, and older folks sat around on the benches and talk. And y'all know Jack Anderson. I still go once in a while to Mayberry Mall and walk about a half a mile. But I told him, I explained who my uncle was, and I said, he sits right there usually about this time every day. And y'all know how Jack was. He used to be worse than he is now. I said, Jack, I got an uncle. I said, you'll recognize him sitting right there in that place. I said, you go by. Old Jack, or one of them kind, it didn't matter. And I told him, sort of, I led him right into this. Amen. And he talked to him about the Lord, and he wouldn't listen. I said, get down and pray with him. Okay. I'll never forget. Old Jack got down looking up at him like that. What in the God's world, church, can you do with love? Amen. If we bring the truth in love. Michelle said, this has come that she could grow closer in so many words. Can I tell you something? This ain't for beef meal way. This is to get my life in shape till I can go to heaven. This is torment. It's terrible to my fleshly body. But bless God, it's good for my soul. It's good for my soul. Jamie, I praise God today. When the doctor come in and he said, how good your voice is with one vocal cord. I stood in the bathroom mirror and looked this morning. I thought, praise God. If that cancer had went on, I wouldn't have had no voice. He would have eat it up. Satan will start, and he'll start not aggressive. But that's what he said. It's laid there, and that cancer will eat, and then it'll get aggressive. And the next thing you know, you're right back where you used to be. Honey, we need to tolerate each other and quit tolerating sin. Amen. We grumble over our president, our vice president, our leaders of our nation. If we'd have stayed prayed up, sin wouldn't have been in the White House. Amen. He said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also had loved us. That right there hit me wide open. Have I walked in the love of God as Christ also loved us? Have I walked in that walk, or have I been ill? Have I been aggravated? Have I got caught up in the world? And I'm not work. I ain't out in the things that so many of y'all are, or where I used to be. But there's things still gripe me. There's things still aggravate me. I don't understand why a man has known the Word of God and reject the Word of God and go in his own way to satisfy flesh. I remember a dear worker, a lady. You ladies think you can't get out. I remember the lady that was a great worker in Mount Vernon Church. Moved in with another man. Oh, this can't happen. I ain't talking about a 3-week-old Christian. I'm talking about 30, 35 years old Christian. He said, oh, they didn't have it no way. They sure had me deceived. They had it. You don't sit in church 35 years under the power of God and tell me you ain't got it. Yeah. They ain't going to indoctrinate my feeble mind. I've got my mind made up. Can I tell you something today? To fill a church up, they're standing telling a lie and saying, you all right. Are you all right? I'm going to tell you, Bill ain't always all right. Bill's got to die daily. Bless God, if I let the flesh overtake me with sex and alcohol, lies and cheating, amen, I ain't all right with God. Can I tell you something? We need to get right with God. We're standing in teacher's position, in preaching position, in deacon position, and our bodies, our hearts is scarred with sin. With sin. God knows there's coming a separation. Today we need to start telling the truth in church. If I get so mad at Jamie, I can't speak with him. And there's times that I just have to stay away from some people. There's times, and I love her 62 years we've been married. There's times I got to go to the altar or the bathroom or go get some gas and I got a full tank. Why don't we be honest, church? If I let that separate me and her, I end up separated from God. Amen. And oh, what an empty spot. Church, you don't hear this everywhere. It's illegal in some places. We was in Romania and it was illegal. Larry said he didn't like them delivering mail on Sunday. Call that Mexican place and shut them down today. Tell them you ain't coming. So I ain't coming to that place. I ain't going to Coffee Pot today. Hello. Yeah. Under the law, you couldn't even touch no dead thing. And that chicken's dead. Amen. Think about it. In Romania, I tried. I did. I even slipped some. At the van window. But the gypsy boss called a law, and the law come and stopped us from passing out sandwiches in the little New Testaments. Oh, you say that can't happen in America. It's already happening. The Gideons can't go into the school in a lot of places and pass out the Bibles. Think where we're at. It's because we tolerate sin. Amen. When they took school, prayer out of school, it began to take it down. I promised Bill before I left the house that he'd be short. But fornication, third verse of the fifth chapter, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you. Not do it. He said, don't even name it. Amen. Fornication and uncleanness or covetousness. And if you go back and search the book, there's so many things that's unclean that we don't pay no attention to. We walk right on. We've got so many a little idols set up in our life. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking. How about foolish talking or jesting? That's just jokes and laugh and carry on. America is full of making fun of God. To making fun of God's people. Making fun of the work of God. Wondering why we come to the house of God. To worship an unknown God. A God that we can't see. They don't know that our God is seen. We do know Him. He is a known God. But He's an unknown God to them because they've never seen the Spirit of God work in their heart. He's alive. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and I. And He said in the fifth verse, for this you know that no whoremonger nor unclean person, no whoremonger or unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. That Bible don't say that one that's been saved is going to have it. The Bible said whatever they are, the covetous, the whoremonger, or the unclean person, covetous man, have no part in the kingdom of God. Neighbor, if they're still doing, whether they've been saved or whether they ain't, they have no part in the kingdom of God. That's the Word of God. It ain't popular, but that's the Word of God. But what we want to do is tolerate that. Tolerate the world has come in to sin. I remember a neighboring church, and they thought they had done so great, and they started putting Bible words and godly words and Jesus words into rock and roll, into rock and roll lyrics and songs, and thought this was the greatest thing ever been. Only if Amazing Grace ain't got enough rock and roll in it for you, glory to God. God, we need to be at an old-fashioned altar. We try to hop up. God, you can't hop up something that's the highest and the fastest high. Ooh, I wish I could holler. Amen. And the biggest that's ever come through this walk of life. Can I tell you, I can't do nothing else to lift up a God. I just let people know I'm a child of God and I'm going to be obedient to what He said for me to do. He's a great big God today. There's coming a separation, church. Y'all may not agree with me. But when a member gets up and walks out of the church, gives no reason, no sickness, are they in full fellowship with you? I've never left but one church, and I got laughed at. But I sit up in front of the church and said, I don't know where I'm going, but God's moving me. And it was a little less than a year God sent me here, showed me what I needed to do. I'm going to tell you, we get so deep in sin, we ain't got enough faith about us to stand up against our brothers and sisters. Much less the world. And then come back and tell me at peace you are. Think about it, church. Think about it. a small thing. Oh, we're not drinking, we're not doing drugs, and we're in church. Are you where God wants you? Amen. If this ain't where God wants you, we don't need you. Amen. We need what God wants. Is everybody where God wants them today? It's a mean message, I know that. But we tolerate one thing right after another. I wrote down the definition of tolerant. Willingness to show the existence of opinions. We have to put up some of that. Opinions or belief that one does not necessarily agree with. That one does not necessarily agree with. So we can tolerate up to a point things that we don't agree with. But when it comes to the Word of God and it don't agree with the Word of God, it's time to quit tolerating it. It's time to quit giving them credit. It's time to quit counting them as brothers and sisters. The Bible said to separate ourselves. Is this popular? Am I getting off from left field? How long y'all going to keep me if I start laying out going to car race on Sunday? Go on to the car race, Bill. Just go on. We don't need you. I got two witnesses. I wasn't quite old enough. But I want to tell you this. Before I took Mount Vernon Church, Patsy and Rhonda knows. I wasn't even ordained. I preached at Rhonda's 16th birthday party. That's how long she's known me. She's 108 now. 108. But I was helping out. I've been asked to come up in Allegheny County and help with the youth people one Sunday a month. And I remember in the minutes, I read the book, in the minutes that it came out, not because of me, because we had some youth working. They were working with the youth, doing everything they could do. And out of several churches in that association, it was the second fastest growing church. The church had got up to 52, I believe. And I want to tell you something. Why I guess part of this message is on my mind. They didn't like where I was at. I just went once a month. I never did join, so they couldn't throw me out. They called every old member. A lot of them are dead now. They called every old member of that church in to vote to throw me out. And I told the deacon, I said, well, you can't throw me out. I ain't never been in. I just come to help. Never hurt my feelings one bit. But they voted that I not come back. And I'm going to tell you, it all worked to the good. I had an uncle that was lost, could out cuss anybody I've ever heard in my life. And we called an October meeting out in the wind. God is calling me to pastor Mount Vernon Church, and I was running. And he got saved. We had prayer meeting out on bales of hay in the yard. And he came to the door, and they said, he wants you to pray. He was in the house. 80-something, I forgot. 85 maybe years old. And he got saved. So God works, takes everything. No matter how you get hurt, God will take it if you'll serve him and get glory out of it. God, every sickness, every trouble, every eye problem, everything that you have hit you, God will take it if you'll serve God and get glory out of it. And my uncle come in, and his sister from Merlin, he's raised in Merlin, and his sister called from Merlin while we were down praying, and he gave his life to the Lord. And he went up to the local store, and he said, take that sign down. The sign said, no profanity in the store. He said, I know that was for me. Take that sign down now. I got saved. I got saved. Didn't live long enough to be baptized, but he got saved. Amen. Take that sign down. So I'm going to tell you, you know if this message is for you. You know. I got two, three more scriptures. I'm not gonna finish in Ephesians. I'm gonna cut this short. Church, my hip hurt so bad yesterday. I thought I can't make it. And God has given me grace. Open Psalms, Proverbs. That's where I'm at. Proverbs 17:15. Proverbs 17:15. He said that justified, he that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord, or a disgust to the Lord. I'm going to read that one more time. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. Isaiah 5:20. And I know I've read this before, I got it marked. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Neighbor, that's where we're at today. That's where America is living at today. Oh, how sad it is. It breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. Let me go into Deuteronomy. I'm going to go back to Ephesians. I think I need to read this sixth verse. Let no man deceive you with vain words. This is Ephesians 5 and 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Do we get that? Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Don't be partakers with sin. I'm going to go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 13. Deuteronomy 13 and the sixth verse. And he said, but thy brother, if thy brother, the son of thy mother, that'd be Butch, the son of my mother, or the son of thy daughter, that'd be your grandson, or the wife, this would be my Janet, or thy friend, I've got a bunch of friends, which is as thy own soul, entice thee. This is Deuteronomy 13, 6 verse. Entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers. Neighbors, it says that he'll come in unaware, and secretly he'll send somebody by to entice you. They'll talk you out of going someplace besides church that Sunday. Hey, have we never got a two or three families? I've done this. Some things, Andy, I've been guilty of. Andy and I were deacons together. Brenda, I ain't going to include you and Janet. We're supposed to be men of the house. I could call another fella, Jerry Wilson, was deacons with us, and we've got together and went to Cherokee camping on Sunday. I probably was the leader that enticed them. Why do I preach like I do today? Honey, I've looked back in my life and seen some mistakes that I could have been closer to God. You say, Bill, you're just picking, and there ain't nothing to that. But if that particular time I was the one said, Andy, let's just take our tent and go to Cherokee. Let's just go up there. We'll have service on the creek bank. Come on, church. If I become a pastor, I'm going to tell you something. I've seen how wrong I've been in so many things. Amen. God let me know that. I overrode God. It's a miracle that God has tolerated me to let me be where I'm at today. And he said, namely, of the gods of people which are around about you. The gods of the people around about you. How about the god of pornography? How about the god of the beer joint? Alcohol? How about the gods of pot? I've heard testimony after testimony where some just wanted to try pot to see what it was like. Now hooked on crack, meth. And they got it in schools. Jamie's got it in his pack. Norcane. Norcane. Let's protect them. Give them one more change. Think about it. I guess you got it in your pack. You have to carry it in your van. To bring them back that deliberately tried it and went a little too far. Deliberately tried sin and went a little too far. Hell has enlarged itself. Because America is backed up on God. Amen. And went a little too far. Larry said it so plainly that staying out of church and then something else and then something else and that he loved was alcohol that God took away, you'll go right back to it. I've watched it time and time again. I've watched preachers, I've watched deacons fall flat on their face. Some never come back. Some don't like me. Can I tell you? Some don't like me. I love Carol Lowe's husband to death, old Robert. We were buddies. Robert told me one time he got out of church. He said, Bill, I'm going to tell you why some don't like you. He said, why I got mad at you. He said, you stayed in church and we didn't. Hello? So them as hell don't like me. You the sin, how about helping me? How about liking me a little bit? Namely of the gods of the people which are around about you. How many opportunities on the job have you had to mess up? Which choice did you take? Or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth, even unto the other end of the earth. Thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall thy eye pity him. Neither we don't need to uplift him or think we can enjoy what he's enjoying. Neither shall thou spire, neither shall thou conceal him. The Bible said, neither shall we conceal him. Neither shall thou spire, neither shall thou conceal him. Neighbor, he said, he comes to you secretly and wants to take you there. He comes secretly and he don't like the pastor or something that happened in church. And then he'll take you to listen to me. I want you to listen carefully. I don't like it, and I told him I didn't like it. It ain't so bad some has left our church. But they wasn't satisfied there. They wanted to take somebody else. They wanted to take somebody else. You tell me they right with God. They need to come back and apologize to Mount Vernon Church. Terry, it don't bother me that they're listening. It don't bother me. I told them it ain't right. It ain't right. If I've done anything wrong, I'll apologize. Now I'll apologize. But my neighbor, we have tolerated sin. If us pastors was what us pastors needs to be, bless God, we'd tolerate. We wouldn't conceal this. Just pop in good and you get him out there, baby. Pop in good. Amen. Y'all got this to look forward to. Amen. I went and visited a fella, and I went to the cafe by myself. There's a little girl sitting over there. She couldn't talk, so she probably wasn't 2 years old. She could scream. She grabbed her mama's cell phone and slung it against the wall. I thought, go ahead and tolerate that, mama. I said, next thing you know, you'll be raising her little young'un. Amen. You'll be raising her little young'un. You may be going to visit her in prison. Yeah. You wanted her to have better than you had, so you got her a cell phone. And I guess his grandma, older lady, come in. He handed her across the table, and grandma just tolerated it too. I thought about, if I'd had a good voice, I thought about just jump up and shout. I said, y'all let her scream, hey, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. They'd run me out of that cafe. Yeah. They won't tolerate the gospel, but they'll tolerate everything else. I love my young ones. I'm going to tell you, I got an answer this week from God through my young ones, my church young ones. I praise the Lord for it. I'll scream, well, I can get an answer from God. I'll take it. Amen. I'll take it. God's good to us. He loves us. He's took care of us. Let me read two more verses and I'll quit. He said, don't conceal him, but thou shalt surely kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death. My Lord. We better praise God we ain't under law. I remember, and it's in Deuteronomy, I'd have to look it up, but where if a person couldn't control their child, they took them before the council. And if the council couldn't handle them, they killed them. They killed them. Amen. I wouldn't be alive today. I'd have been killed. The council would have killed me. Amen. To death. And after it, all the hand of all the people. After you laid hands on them, the people supposed to fall in and help you. You know what we're doing? We're tolerating sin. We say, Bill, you shouldn't have said nothing. Some of y'all done mad at me today. I've told the truth. Some names needs to be took off of the church book. Or at least put in a non-active nobody. In a non-active. If they ever get enough of the grace of God about them to come back and ask for their letter and apologize to the church, pull it back out. I'm telling us the truth. Us preachers should have enough contact instead of letting sin come in and sit down in our church that come from another. I ought to tell on them. Oh, Bill, that's under the law. Just tolerate them. That's why we're in the shape we're in now. The Spirit of God is being drawn out of America. It's being taken. The Baptists don't agree with me. The Holiness don't agree with me. But the Spirit of God ain't like it was 15 years ago. I know I can't shout. I can't run like I used to. But I don't feel the Spirit of God in no place I go like I one time did. God gave me discerning of the Spirit years ago, and I knew where the evil was. I wonder if it's even working today like it did then. I wonder, are we convicted like we was then? If we're convicted and we say no, and you're sitting here today lost, dying and going to hell, and God convicts your heart, and you say no, He may not deal with you again. He don't have to deal with you again. But if you get up and come and or in your seat, fall down between the pews and give your life to the Lord and say, I want to serve you, He'll forgive you. And He'll take you and learn you. He'll teach you, give you a portion of faith. He'll help you. He'll send some mentor by to help you. God sent a couple of mentors by that helped me grow out of childhood. Helped me get off of the bottle. Helped me to get on the strong meat. They didn't do it easy. If you're lost, get saved today. I'll quit. I could preach for an hour. I got enough voice. Amen. Backed up in this one vocal cord. I could preach another hour. Amen. God's been good to us. If you got a need in your life, as we all stand to get a song, come as God speaks to our heart. Don't be bashful. Amen. Call out sin. I'm going to tell you what we need to do. We need to call out sin in our own life. And then we can be easier to call out sin in somebody else's life. Come as God speaks to their hearts. 177, altar's open. I have tried my best to preach on tolerance.